lesson. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you. From God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 169 all the stanzas. Thou visitest the earth in love, and sendest showers from above, enriching all the land. Thy streams, exhaustless, bless the field, preparing it the grain to yield, provided by thy hand. 1, 2, and 3 of 169.
Thank you. for this afternoon you can find in the first book of Moses called Genesis, and thereof the 32nd chapter, the first 23 verses, Genesis 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks, and men servants and woman servants, and I have sent to tell my lord, that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord, which saidst unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats, and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses, and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove." And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee saying, Whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us." And so commanded he the second and the third, and all that followed the droves, saying, "On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me." So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he arose up that night, and took his two wives, and his two woman servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them, and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord, who dwelleth in the heavens, and upon whom We are so dependent, each and every one of us, each and every day. And we gather in a special way on this work day, and that is set aside by men. And it is a wonder that it may yet be still set aside. When the world departs from thee, saying that we will not have thee to reign over us, and we will have none of the knowledge of thy ways. And yet in an outward way still, there may be yet some acknowledgement. And within thy church we may gather in a special way to look about us, to look behind us, and to look within us. For there are so many things for which we are so dependent, and we are so simple-minded, and we are taking all thy blessings so for granted each and every day, and with so little thought of thee. And Lord, wilt thou then give to us new hearts of flesh, because then we shall think upon thee, then we shall meditate upon thee, then we shall acknowledge thee in truth and in uprightness. For thou hast spared us, and thou hast given unto us the sunshine and the rain from the skies, and hast prospered the labors of our hands, that we may see yet still a harvest in the midst of us, and that thou may give blessing in the midst of us upon the labors of our hands, whatever that they may be in the midst of this world. Lord, we may acknowledge thee, therefore, give it in our hearts, and where it does not lie, and that we may be given to as see as thy servant Jacob, when he did say, thou hast given unto me oxen and asses and flocks and men servants and women servants, and thou hast blessed him above measure. And then he did say that he was not worthy of the least of all that thou hast given unto him, the least of all thy mercies, that were so undeserved by him. But he was also not worthy of thy truth, that thou was shown unto him, the faithfulness that thou was shown unto him. For was it not, O Lord, by promise that thou hast given it unto him? When thou hast promised him that thou wouldst make his seed to be as the sand of the sea for multitude. And then he has sinned it all away, Jacob didn't know, and feel it in his own heart. And we need also to feel it in our hearts, and it can only be given unto us by thee, for the first or by renewal. How undeserving that we are of thy mercies in the first place, and how undeserving that we are of all thy truth and of all thy faithfulness, and that indeed thou hast promised unto Noah in the day that thou didst open that door once again, when the earth may be renewed for him, and for that new world that lay before him, that thou didst promise that that seed time and harvest should not see summer and winter, cold and heat, but that thou wouldst care for this world. And then it is a wonder when we may look upon our own hearts, and when we may look upon all that takes place in the midst of the world in which we live. Humble thou our nation under thy blessings, that we with our rulers also may be given to bend our knees before thee, the judges of our land, those that do lead the people, that thou may give thy goodness to break the hearts of men, and to bring back unto thy law and to thy testimonies, and that we, that all the blessings that we are given by thee may not testify against us in that great day of days. Therefore, we must give an answer for each and every one of them, and especially for thy holy word, and for thy truth that is given unto us and unto our children, and that we also take so for granted. Oh, could it please thee to make this place a fruitful ground in the midst of thy church, that thou wouldest shower upon us the rain, the early and the latter rain of thy Holy Spirit, to give the seed to go down deep into cultivated ground prepared by thee, that it may also bring forth fruit in the midst of us amongst young and old. O, break thou hard and stony hearts, hearts that are so cold by nature. Lord, it is belonging to thee to work, who art almighty and who art that spirit who is able to do a great spiritual work. We beseech thee for the denomination in which we, of which we may be a part, that thou may bless us, Lord, and give that fruit also may be upon this field in the midst of our churches over the length and breadth of these lands and on the mission fields. Lord, that thou may supply for each one and give thy word in a rich measure to prosper, that there may be also those who may be called forth to bring that word in the future to the future generations, if thou wilt yet spare this world a little bit, that thou may remember the nation of Israel in a special way in these days, and the promise and the truth that thou hast spoken unto them. Lord, could it please thee also to use these means to open their eyes, that they may see and that they may turn again, and that they may acknowledge thee as the Son of God, that they may with all their people draw nigh to thy blessed footstool and acknowledge that they have rejected thee, that they have not heard and that they have not seen with spiritual eyes, that they may come with a heart that is full of true repentance, and that thou may remember in these days those that have been taken hostage. Lord, be with them in all the terror, mothers and children and soldiers and all those that have so many awful fears. Lord, be on their right and on their left hand. And wilt thou soften the enmity that is in the heart of the enemy for this people, and that thou may deliver from their hands, and that thou may convert men unto thee from all the nations of the world, as we may read it in thy holy word, and that they shall come from the east and from the west, and that they shall bow down to thee, all the nations, and when thou wilt bring thy word to all people, that thou may do so also in the days in which we live with our children, and that thou may cause us also to hasten for the sake of our lives. For we hear of wars and rumors of wars. We hear of earthquakes in divers places. Lord, then thy footsteps can be heard, and then iniquity does abound. and the love of many waxes cold, as so that all the signs are being fulfilled, and thy word being brought even to the ends and the corners of this world. Lord, then we must hasten. We must hasten for the sake of our lives, but we have no heart to do so. Oh, we are like those who were in the first world. Noah did build an ark before their eyes for 120 years, and yet they had no eyes to see, no ears to hear his preaching and thy holy word. And that day did come when the rain began to fall, and when they began to cry, and Lord, thou knowest all the despair, when they did drown in those waters, men and women and children, fathers and mothers, grandfathers and grandmothers, each one going about the labors of their hands and the iniquity of their hearts. But Lord, what maketh us to differ? Oh, that thou may convert us. Come with thy spirit and work with might and power. May it be also in this day when thy word is to go forth in our midst. Be on our right and on our left once again, O Lord, to open thy word, to open our hearts, each and every one of us, that we may be standing and sitting here before thee, the all-knowing God, and that thou may convince us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and that thou may make thy salvation and thy dear and only begotten Son as so necessary, worthy, precious, and suitable unto each and every one of us. Forgive and take away all that is amiss, and remember all that are in hospitals and those that are taken care of by others in their homes and in the nursing homes this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 250 all the stanzas. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to thee, most high accord, to show thy love with morning light and tell thy faithfulness each night. Yea, good it is, and thy praise to sing and all our sweetest music bring. 1 through 5 of Psalter 250. congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon can be found in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, and thereof the 18th chapter, the 16th verse. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, where we read, "A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men." So far the words of our text. Our theme is room-making gifts, which we wish to consider in two thoughts. First, negatively, and second, positively, and then afterwards conclude with a word of application. Room-making gifts, first negatively, and then positively. A man's gift. Thus, what is a gift? If we purchase something, then there is, we would say, an even trade. There is some kind of an equal value when it is right. Or do we take advantage? Do we take advantage of those who are naive? Someone who does not realize what the value actually is. It is not, saith the buyer. But when he goeth away, we read, then he boasteth. And then we ought to feel that we have perhaps stolen something. That person does not really realize how much that this thing was worth. We read of Abraham that he bought the field from Ephron in order to bury Sarah. And when he bought that field, we read in that he gave him as much money as it was worth, 400 shekels of silver. Even Ahab, when he offered to buy the land of Naboth, we read that he offered to pay him what that field was worth in money, or he said that he would give to him a field that was worth even more than that. Thus, do the wicked, like wicked Ahab, put us to shame in our dealings with our fellow man here upon this earth? That is a purchase, of course, in our text. Then we read about a gift, a man's gift. So what then is a gift? Boys and girls, you would say that is a present. That is right. And when you give or you receive a present, that is something that is not earned, that is just given freely. So then there is no expectation of an equal receiving something in return that has the same value. But that does not mean nothing is expected in return, because most of the time that something is respected in return when a person does give a gift among men. At the very least, then we expect that there may be some token of gratitude. Is that also in your families, boys and girls? Do you ever say thank you to your mother? Do you ever say thank you to your father? Oh, that is expected when a person receives so much, and we expect it from one another in this world, a gift that is an act of kindness. And such acts of kindness deserve actually something in return, even if it does not have a monetary value, even if it is only a word in return. Our text says a man's gift maketh room for him. What does that mean? It means that a man is brought into a certain regard. He is brought by his gift into a certain estimation. There is a certain sympathy that is now between these two persons by reason of this gift. We say one good turn deserves another. And in God's word, then it is proper that a man returns something of a thankful heart unto his benefactor. And that is especially if we can read the work of the poor, and that we are thankful unto our benefactors. And that is the reason we gather today, that is to acknowledge and to thank the Lord, our greatest benefactor, for all the gifts that he has given unto us so freely, and that is without any expectation, with any kind of payment that is of an equal value. But we live in a fallen world. And now this principle is also a principle that is much abused in the midst of this world. That is, that men are making room for themselves in the heart of another man in an evil way, for an evil purpose. The Lord commanded his people, saying, thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Thus he speaks about taking bribes by a judge. The world is full of that, perverting judgment. How many innocent people, because they are poor, and because a person who is wicked has money sufficient to bribe a judge, how many innocent people are suffering because of this? So a bribe makes room. It makes room for a wicked man in the heart of a wicked judge to sympathize with him, to sympathize with his evil cause, and to make the judge to judge an unrighteous judgment, and to permit a man to go free who ought to be condemned. Such wickedness was practiced by the children of Israel. The Lord condemned his own people because the judges of their land, the kings of their land, they did practice such wicked practices as this one. But that does not only occur on the judgment seats. It is an awful practice that is occurring every day in the midst of this world, in the daily lives of so many people. We think of those that abuse other persons, and then especially innocent and naive persons, giving to them a certain gift that they make room for themselves in their heart, and then they are taken advantage of. That is pure wickedness. There is such a thing that is even done in the church. Even in the church, you say, yes, it is done even with our almsgiving, that we make room for ourselves. That was the wicked motive of Ananias and Sapphira. That was the very reason that they gave their gift, with a motive that they may make room for themselves. How deceitful is the heart of man, even in our most religious and our most holy duties, that we are still filled with an evil heart. That is why the Lord says, when thou givest thine alms, let not thy right hand know what thy left hand doeth. Room making gifts. That is in the first place, negatively. But in the second place, positively, because the abuse of something does not make that thing in itself evil. Almost all good things in this world are in some way abused, and it doesn't change the nature of that thing in and of itself. So Eliezer also gave a gift, right, boys and girls? He brought a gift with him, and he gave that gift to Rebecca. Now why? Well, he wanted to make room. He wanted to make room in the heart of Rebecca. For whom? For himself, yes, but also for his master, for Isaac. Was that wrong to do? No, that is not wrong at all. That is according to that human nature that the Lord has given unto us. And the Lord himself is making practice also of this same thing. That the Lord is giving gifts to his people. Did you ever receive a gift from him? A gift from the Lord? Just like Eliezer gave a gift unto Rebekah? You say, what kind of gift does the Lord give unto his people? Oh, he gives, for example, I think that is one of the first gifts that he gives. That is love. He gives to feel love. Did you ever feel that? Did the Lord ever give in your heart love to him as you sat in the house of the Lord? That he gave that your whole soul may burn for him, may go out to him with a desire. Oh, that you have felt something of the goodness of the Lord, of the purity of the Lord. Oh, that you have desired that you also may be his. Oh, the Lord has made room for himself, hasn't he? You can feel that then in your heart. If the Lord is giving you that gift in your soul, and he is drawing your soul to himself, oh, then your heart is, as it were, becoming bigger. Oh, then he is becoming bigger within your heart. Then something is going out back to him. And what is that? That is love in your heart. That is love that is going out unto him in return. Indeed, that is a love that can never reach his love, can it? And yet it is just what the Lord is himself producing and drawing out of his people. Oh, a gift, a man's gift maketh room for him. Did the Lord ever give you a place to pray? Or do you say you cannot pray? Have you no access in prayer? Are you sometimes jealous of those people who may say, oh, they may lay it before the Lord? You say, I do not know what that means. I wake up in the morning, I go to bed at night, and my heart that is as hard as a stone, it is so cold, and I have a religion, and then I have troubles, family, business, personal way, but I have a heart that is as dead as a rock. Did the Lord ever change that? Did the Lord ever come once? Did he ever open that heart? Did he ever soften that heart? Did he ever make your heart to break? Did he ever give you a place on your knees? Did he ever bring you with weeping and supplications in your inner chamber? All that you have said, this is a gift of God, because I have experienced that so often and so long in my life that I have no prayer to pray and a heart like a stone, and now the Lord softens it for me. Oh, is that not now a great gift? Is that not a wonderful gift? And what does your heart do then? Is your heart not enlarged then in that moment? Oh, does the Lord not make room for himself in that moment? That you have an estimation of the Lord that is so much higher than you have ever seen it in your life. Oh, that that goodness of the Lord does melt you, and that that gift of the Lord does bring you even more unto his footstool. Oh, the gifts of a man, they make room for him. We think even, oh, about the gift of hope. Say, what is that? Do you want hope, young people? I'd rather have a nice car. I'd rather have a nice bicycle. What do you mean, hope? Or only experience once. A person who has no hope. You ever look around you in the world? You ever look around you, ever read how that this person and that person are taking their own life? You ever think about what is going on in their heart? Hopeless. 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 That is what they feel in their heart. And when they feel that way, what is now a nice car to them? What is now a nice bicycle to them? What is now everything in this world to them? Maybe they have no mother. Maybe they have no father. Maybe there is no love in their household. Or maybe they are laying on the streets of Los Angeles. Maybe they are completely homeless and completely hopeless. Oh, what is hope? Hope is something that is worth so much, even in the midst of this world, a natural hope even. And now if the Lord gives you to despair a little of your own expectations for your own soul, oh, and then the Lord gives to you just a little hope, a little ray, a little light in the midst of the darkness that your soul feels, oh, then you will say, that is a gift of God. Oh, and then your heart that will begin to become bigger. Oh, that gift of God makes room for him. Oh, do you know a little bit of that room-making work of that Spirit of the Lord? We read about Jacob. And Jacob sent a gift. He sent a gift to Esau, his son. Why did Jacob send the gift? Boys and girls, why did he send the gift? It's a little long for you. Thanksgiving Day, isn't it? A little long, you have to sit a long time. Yesterday, God's house. Today again, in God's house. Oh, the Lord give you something to hear today. Why is that? You read, Jacob sent a gift. Did you ever send a gift to someone? You say, it is his birthday. I'm going to give him a gift. Jacob sent a gift too. Quite a large gift. Why? Well, Jacob was afraid. And Jacob wanted to make room in the heart of his brother for himself. He said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. So a gift. a gift whereby Jacob tried to make room for himself in the heart of Esau and to turn away his wrath. Was that necessary? It was not necessary. After those long 20 years, time has done something, and that anger that was in the heart of Esau, that has, by the Lord's good providence, subsided in that heart of Esau. A congregation, maybe you try sometimes to do the same thing as Jacob did. Maybe you try to do that same thing with the Lord, with a gift. Maybe you have tried to do that same thing with the Lord in this day, to give him a gift. You say it is Thanksgiving Day. And, if I could only take away the displeasure, of the Lord in my life, that he would look upon me also in mercy, that he would be gracious to me. That is so often the case of a newborn soul, that he is giving unto the Lord gifts, that he is coming to the Lord with his offerings, that he is coming to the Lord with all his obedience, with all the desires that are in his heart, and he is laying them all before the Lord. If I could only take away the separation, if I could only take away the wrath, if I could only make the Lord to be gracious unto me, that I could make room for myself in that heart of the Lord, often the way of that newborn soul. The deeds are good. The motive is ill conceived. We cannot make room for ourselves in the heart of the Lord in such a way. We can do that with our fellow man. We can do that. But we cannot do that with the Lord. Why can we not do that with the Lord? Because of justice. Because of justice. Is God then merciful? Oh yes, he is merciful, but he is also just. And there is not a gift. No, there is not a multitude of gifts that we can bring to him that is able to satisfy a justice that absolutely must be satisfied. Ever experienced that? When you have brought all these things before the Lord and you have said, I have now tried to serve the Lord all my life. All my life. I've read his word. I've come up unto his house. I have brought my offerings. And even you say, with a desire in my heart, with a holy jealousy in my heart. And I do not have it. I do not have it. It doesn't do it, does it? It doesn't do it. And why does it not do it? Well, congregation, that justice, there is no gift. There is nothing that we can satisfy that justice from our own side. Then did the Lord ever reveal to you that the Lord has given a gift? That the Lord has given a gift? That he has given a gift in his only begotten Son? That he has given a gift which is able to make room for you? Able to make room for you? in the heart of God. May you ever experience that it is not your gifts, but that it is His gift that you stand in need of from Himself. Oh, here is a gift. We may only have this gift, then there is room, an enlarged heart, in the heart of God the Father, for a wretched and a miserable sinner. Is that not a mystery? Is it not a blessed mystery? Is that not the mystery of free and sovereign and one-sided grace? Ever become a wonder to you? One-sided? Man is in rebellion against it. As long as he has his own strength, as long as he has his own righteousness, oh, that one-sided gift, no, he rejects it. But congregation, when we are brought to an end, oh, when we have nothing anymore, oh, then that one-sided work of grace that becomes so suitable for a man who has not a gift to bring, who has nothing to bring. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. A man's gift maketh room for him. Are not gifts necessary for that people? Oh yes, they are necessary. They are necessary from that true church of God. But not to make room for themselves. Oh, they are necessary as fruits. They are necessary as fruits of gratitude. Those gifts in value cannot be compared to the gift that he is giving. What is able to compare to the gift that God has given in his only begotten Son? What is able to compare to the self-sacrifice of his only begotten Son? All the gifts of that true church of God, they are but little tokens. Tokens of an acknowledgement of that which is coming from his hand. Let us sing 137, 3, 4, and 6. Hear, O my people, I will speak. Against thee I will testify. Give ear to me, O Israel. For God, thy covenant God am I. I do not spurn thy sacrifice. Thy offerings are before my eyes. 3, 4, and 6 of 137. A man's gift maketh room for him. Congregation, we have now heard it. Just a little bit of that room and that a man's gift makes in the heart of another man. And now today is Thanksgiving Day. And we have a question for you. What is that? Well, we gather today in a special way to give an acknowledgement unto the Lord for his gifts. And then we say that those gifts, they come from him. We acknowledge that. There's no one that is able to give sunshine and rain and the growth of crops and so on. There is no one in the whole world that is able to give to us the prosperity that the Lord has given to us also again in the past season. Thus we acknowledge that they all come from the Lord. And now our question today. Those gifts, have all those gifts made room for him in our heart? I do not ask if we are acknowledging him. We are doing that. We try to do that. The question is there room for him now? Is there the smallest spot in your heart after the Lord has given all these gifts for him? Do not ask that, young people and boys and girls. Do not ask that just of your father and just of your mother. But I'd like to ask that of you today, this afternoon. Have all those gifts now made room in your heart? In your heart for this gift giver. By nature, we know there is no room in our heart for the Lord, nor for his son. You know that too. As well as I do in my heart. No room for God. No room for the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there room in our heart? Lots of it. For the world. For sin. For vain pleasures. For everything that is carnal. Testify. Let your own heart testify. Is it not true? What we say, does that not come directly out of the Word of God? Room for everything in our heart, except for the Lord. When a man gives a man a gift, he makes room for himself. But what now do the Lord's gifts do to make room for himself in our heart? There must be a special enmity, against a person who gives us a gift and it makes no room, in our heart at all. There must be a special enmity in our heart for that man. Because it is unnatural. It is unnatural even after the fall Because the Lord says, a man's gift maketh room for him. If you can load a person with gift after gift after gift, and there is not one iota of a desire, no room at all for that gift giver, then there must be something very wrong. It is a testimony of our spiritual deadness that a man's gift will make room for him, but a multitude of gifts from the Lord make no room for him. That is a testimony of our spiritual deadness. That is a testimony of the depth, the very depth of our fall. Is it not a wonder that those gifts continue to flow, even in a providential way, from that hand of the Lord? The Apostle Paul says to the Romans, despisest thou the riches of his goodness? Despisest thou the riches of his forbearance and of his long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance? Repentance. Repentance is necessary, absolutely necessary unto salvation. What is repentance? You can say that in different ways. We will say that in this way today. What is repentance? It is a godly sorrow that there is no room in our heart for the Lord. Do you have a godly sorrow in your heart because there is no room for the Lord in your heart? Congregation, true repentance, that is the fruit of the new life. What does the Lord say about repentance? He says that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. What is now more fitting on the day of thanksgiving? The day of thanksgiving. A day wherein we may consider and dwell upon the goodness of the Lord, than that it should end in the repentance of each and every one of us. What is more fitting than a broken and a contrite heart that God will not despise on the day of thanksgiving? Man's gift maketh room for him. Do God's gifts make room for him? Oh, I wish that I could lay this on your heart in this day of grace, in this day of salvation, in this day of thanksgiving. There's now the gift of life, your very life, that you cherish, that is given to you from the Lord. Does that gift, the gift of life, make room for Him who is the giver of life, who is life itself? Did the Lord preserve us in the ways of His providence? Is that not a gift? Or does His gift of preservation make room for Him? That we would cease to try to preserve ourselves? Oh, does His gift of time? It all comes from Him, doesn't it? Does that now make room for Him? That we would have a little of it to give back unto Him? The gift of our health, the gift of our strength, does it make room for Him? That we would desire to give our strength, young people, our young bones, unto the Lord. The gift of food and drink, and we can go on, of course. Does it now break our heart? Does it endear Him unto ourselves? Man's gift maketh room for Him. Do the Lord's gifts make room for Him? He gave us ears to hear. Do we hear Him? His word? He gave us eyes to see. Do we look for Him? Or do we look all for the things of this world? Or He gives to us a nose to smell. Do we smell any savor in Him and in His blessed gifts? Especially of His only begotten Son. He gives us affections in our soul. Do they make room for Him? Do those affections go out after Him? He gives us a mind to think. Does it make room for Him? That we desire to know Him. He gives us a will to choose. Do we make the good choice to seek and to serve Him? A man's gift maketh room for Him. Do God's gifts make room for Him? He gives us His law. Many do not have it. What makes us to differ? He expounds it unto us. Do they make room for Him? That we want to follow His commandments, that He might rule over us? Or do we still desire to be a law unto ourselves, following our first parents in the depth of their fall? Gives unto us His word. Does that make room for Him? Or do we desire to read a novel? Or to listen to all the entertainment of the world? Or a man's gifts make room for Him? Do the Lord's gifts now in this season make room for Him? If we could only, we cannot do that. If we could only break some hearts Oh, that the Lord would break some hearts with that little question today. Whether these gifts have made room for Him on this Thanksgiving day, giving us not only what is temporal, but also what is spiritual. His only begotten Son. Congregation, did that never now make room for Him? His only begotten Son. How is it possible that such a love from heaven doesn't move our heart? How is that possible? That God gave His only begotten Son, having so loved the world, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We are dead to it, and we are cold to it. Oh, that it would sink. That it would sink down in our ears. That it would sink down in our hearts. If there is nothing else that would break our heart, should it not be this? How can the Son of God give His own life, even unto death, for a wretched and an unworthy sinner? And there is no room in our hearts for Him. Oh, surely that is the height of our sin. And it will be the cause of receiving the lowest place in hell. A man's gift maketh room for him. Does this man's gift, the God-man, the Emmanuel, the only begotten Son of God, does this man's gift make room for him? Does it make your heart go out to Him? His gift of righteousness, His gift of a full and a complete payment for iniquity, His gift of reconciliation with His Father, His gift of holiness, His gift of a complete renewal, His gift of life, eternal life. Oh, do His gifts endear Him? Do they endear Him and His Father and His Holy Spirit to your heart? Do they make room for Him, for His sacrifice, for His grace on this Thanksgiving Day? Amen. Oh Lord, we cannot bring it in a single heart, but Thou art able. It is but a few simple words, Lord. But wilt Thou give meditation thereon? And wilt Thou bring them where we cannot bring them? For the conviction and the convincing of sin on this Thanksgiving Day. Oh, that Thy goodness may lead lead us to tears, to true repentance, and that thy gifts make no room in our heart for thee. Oh, dismiss us with an arrow, in our heart, that we may cry out, carry me out of the battle, for I am sorely wounded, that there may be place for the gift of Jesus Christ, that there may be place for balm in Gilead. Humble us under thy blessings and under the help that thou hast given to us in this day. Dismiss us, keep us from sin and evil, from all danger and harm. Help us in the week to come, forgiving all of our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 288, all the stanzas. O Lord, how manifold the works in wisdom wrought by thee. The wealth of thy creation fills the earth and mighty sea. 288, stanzas 1-4.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord lift, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.